This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On my mind this morning as we begin the What's On Your Mind, but the really important question is what's on your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the name of the program for a very important reason. It is a constant reminder that the show is yours. Love it when you contribute and add some insight, analysis, commentary, ask a question or two, demand some answers from folks, whatever it is. Lay it on us on What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here.
So there's bacon, there's New York City, and then what else?
Bacon, New York City. Oh, I see you. You're guessing what's on my mind.
Right.
That's pretty good. All right. That's pretty good. Yeah. You'll have to wait and see if you're right. Bacon is always on my mind. The best of the best Cloverdale bacon. Actually, I had some summer sausage last night. You know that pepper jack, tangy summer sausage is just the ultimate. I mean, it's hard to top the original tangy, but the pepper jack is just, it's wow. I love crackers, but crackers are blah alone, you know, so you throw a little out on a cracker. My gosh. It's
good. There you go.
Yeah, unbelievable. You're changing what's on my mind, Todd.
So that's the three things then, bacon, crackers, and New York City.
Influencing things, sure. I'm going to forget what the three things were on my mind here pretty quick before long. So, first of all, bacon is always on my mind. So just, you know, that's just there. But it wasn't the three things I planned to talk about today. But you made me do it, and that's okay.
Okay, so there's four things on your mind, then.
New York City is on my mind because I've circled November 29th on the calendar, and the idea that we're going to have a chance to load up a lot of friends that listen to this program and maybe meet some new friends and take a little tour of New York City and see all the sights is great. It's also with a heavy heart that I announced that we have sold out the New York City trip. I did predict it, if you recall, on Monday and last week, saying we were getting close. And when I mentioned yesterday we were down to a dozen or so seats, we ended up oversold by about 15 seats. If you have your email in, your name in, if you've talked to Jason from Group Travel Planners, you're in the queue. If you will, but we can't take additional folks. And we're right now saying, okay, we have so many seats in Bismarck and so many in Fargo, and so we're trying to juggle all of that and get that figured out. But so New York was not what I was thinking of, but it's on my mind just because I'm really interested to meet some of our fine listeners and have that trip to New York City. And honestly, I love UND hockey. I do. It's a big part of our family. We just love it. And to see UND play in Madison Square Garden against one of their, you know, sort of perennial a nemesis, certainly in the NCAA tournament in Boston College. Pretty amazing. So, we're brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them at secureenergyfuture.org. I really hope Donald Trump wins in November, if for no other reason, the friends that we have in this audience in the coal industry. Because you have one candidate who is waging a flat-out war against coal that got even more vicious once Bernie Sanders and his ilk cranked up their machine and almost knocked Hillary Clinton off of that Democratic nomination. She had, of course, to get more anti-oil and anti-coal and everything else. So this is an industry that depends on those of us that are recognizing we need an all-of-the-above energy solution. And that includes coal, because some don't include coal, don't include lignite. And we need it for cost. For one, the what would happen under a clean power plan, under a Hillary plan, the cost would skyrocket. So if you want affordable, reliable energy like we have now, and that's for families and businesses here, Minnesota, North Dakota, and the region, now and into the future, you need to do everything in your power to help these folks. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. Way to sign up. Keep posted on what's and just find out what you'd pay. A little exercise there. You can do that right on the website. All right, so yes, bacon's on my mind, but that wasn't in the top three today because it's, Cloverdale bacon. It remains on my mind. And also New York City, and good news there. Looking forward to having lots of folks. But what's on my mind, one is Donald Trump, I thought, did a really, really good job yesterday. Now, you wouldn't know that if you read the Bismarck Tribune today. I read the front page story, and I'm like, okay, where do they get this stuff? I mean, did Hillary Clinton's communication shop just say, here, print this? For one, half the article focuses on the reaction in Mexico to the president inviting him. Here's Donald Trump Jr. on why he did this and what he's having. I think nails it pretty darn good. Listen to what Donald Trump Jr. said about why Donald Trump would go to Mexico.
It's relationship building, and you have to do that. I mean, I think that's an important part of any negotiation. I think it's also interesting to see, my father, who's definitely taken a controversial stance on that, actually has the guts to go. Has the guts to take the president up on his invitation to be able to go down to Mexico into a pretty hostile area.
Do you think he was surprised that he took him up on it?
No, because my father's not afraid of anything. He's going to go and do that. He's going to speak his mind as he has, and he's been speaking his mind for 18 months to the American people. He's brought up things that all other politicians would hide from because it's not politically correct. They rather stick their head in the sand and pretend these real issues aren't real issues. My father's not that guy. He's going to do what's right for this country. He's going to do what's right for America, for our kids and our grandkids behind them, because that's the guy he is.
Tell us about that decision process, because,
he said it well, I thought, and that's why he's there. The actual speech and the trip to Mexico was amazing. For one, the Mexican government, the president there, have that all laid out like a state visit. I can't imagine anybody watching that might be on the fence saying, is he presidential? Can he do this? Not seeing that and saying, wow. I mean, it was a gutsy move to go down there, number one. Didn't change his position at all, but went down there, looked very presidential. His speech was an hour and 15 minutes, 10 policy bullet points, laying out more, on his immigration plan to some of the callers who earlier called and said, Donald Trump's caving on everything on immigration. And we said, well, where are you getting that? Well, I read it. I heard it. Do you know that? Let's wait for his speech. We waited for his speech. Did you hear any cave in that? And that was the signature issue for Donald Trump. He's the one guy that actually hasn't been afraid on this issue. Everybody else wanted to nuance it and do it a little different. So I don't know. That's I thought good. Would like your reaction to it. That's number one. Number two, front page of the Bismarck Tribune also today and in many papers around the country is a photo of a individual which we described yesterday on the program, didn't know his name at the time, Dale American Horse, who had secured himself to a digger on a construction site. We have a press release from these people. Ladies and gentlemen, everything that happened yesterday on Highway 6 was proof of what we've been saying on this program. This is an unlawful protest. Everything that happened yesterday along Highway 6, where 8 arrests occurred, and by the way, confirming something else, 8 arrests, guess what? Only 2 of them were North Dakotans. What have we been saying? Made-for-TV protests, folks coming in from all over the place, Black Lives Matter Energy Division protest, same deal. Same deal. It's Dale Happy Horse is in the front page of the Bismarck Tribune from South Dakota. The other individual on the equipment, Cannonball. You had a woman from St. Louis, Missouri, standing on equipment. You had someone from Fair Oaks Ranch, Texas, disorderly conduct and obstruction government function. Another fellow from Washington State. Another one from Cannonball, North Dakota, doing the same. California, Sisson in South Dakota. I saw the officer in the photo, as I did in the videos that we posted, pouring water into the individual that had chained himself to the equipment, giving like you would for a child, right? Because, of course, he has no hands, so it's a humane thing to do. I wonder, though, if we wouldn't be better just forming a human chain around these people and they could decide when they want to get out. They chain themselves to this equipment. You have to bring another equipment. It's dangerous to get them off of there. The law enforcement is in harm's way. Look, if you put yourself in this position, stay there. Stay there for 3, 4, 5 days. They want this. They want these photos. And by the way, this is confirmation that, 1806 needs to be closed. They're using this encampment, an unlawful protest in this encampment, to branch out and do these other things. I have a press release from them bragging about how much money they're costing the company. That's breaking the law. You can't do that. And we have one texter today says cars are starting to assemble on Highway 6 again. Well, here you go. So how long are we going to allow them to continue to base there, branch out, do more unlawful activity? Arrest these people. 8 yesterday, make it 80 today. This is unlawful activity. It needs to be ended. We shouldn't be putting our law enforcement in this kind of position. You should hear the things they say at them, yelling pigs at them yesterday in the video. The law enforcement that are giving people water or chaining themselves to equipment. I'm telling you, it's time for this to end before somebody seriously gets hurt. In 1806, that'll remain closed forever. As long as there's an encampment down there, keep 1806 closed. That's my forever. You disperse. You leave. Then we'll move. Then we'll take.
Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they? Those Mercedes-Benz vehicles.
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Hi there, it's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on 4 radio stations every single day, every weekday. KFIRE 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on KFIRE. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio booming to the Bakken. Those 4 radio stations every single day, right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, 800-228-0550. So anyway, yesterday and what happened along Highway 6 near St. Anthony just proved everything we've been saying. Unlawful protest. You need to keep 1806 shut down so they aren't able to have those numbers grow even more because they are using that encampment, illegal, I might add, illegal encampment, unlawful protest, to branch out and do more things they're bragging about. I mean, this press release from Camp of the Sacred Stones at 8:18 this morning tells me that the action resulted in financial losses for the company. This is what they're looking to do. You can't do that. It's against the law. Describing, how individuals stood with arms locked to the equipment for 6 hours with officers attempting to remove them. That costs money. It takes time. Other things can happen. Individual was placed in a makeshift harness and hooked to two cranes as officers and workers failed to complete the extraction. It's not easy. They're up on equipment. During their attempt, crane cables caught on the bucket of the cherry picker, compromising the equipment and the safety of him. Whose fault is that? And then what do they say? That they want 1806 open. Both Amnesty International and the American Civil Liberties Union have called for the roadblocks to be removed on grounds they are unjustifiably restricting freedom of movement and suppressing free speech. No, they're saving lives from too many people being on the road. They're saving lives from allowing more people to come into an unlawful protest. Next time this happens, I'm not sure law enforcement should extract these people, nor give them sustenance. They're doing this on their own. I don't know. You tell me, is that that right, wrong, or indifferent? I want to know what you think. And the third thing on my mind is voter fraud. Voter fraud because it's on your mind. We hear about it a lot from listeners. Do you believe having the Department of Homeland Security enter the arena of protecting the vote is the answer? John Fund, who's an expert on this, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour and talk a little bit about it. Those are the three things on my mind. Now I want to know what's on yours. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bill in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
How are you?
If I was any better, I could hardly stand it. Say, I have an interesting point to make, and it might even offend some viewers or listeners. It'll be interesting to hear their take. But back in 1925, a guy came to power in Chicago as organized crime, and from where he sat, he was the master on covering up, so nothing could be tracked back to him legally, and extortion and organized crime was his thing. Seems to me, at that point, they called him untouchable. You know who I'm talking about, Al Capone. Well, don't you see some similarities here with the Clinton Foundation? Untouchables. They're untouchables. We all know who's doing it, just like they knew back then. But they're untouchable.
I don't know how else you explain the lack of any kind of consequence to story after story after story, whether it's Bill's picadillos and unlawful behavior, or whether it's her and emails and saying one thing to the FBI and then saying another thing in interviews. It's I'm with you. I'm completely
maybe
with
you. Can get it on tax evasion. As crazy as it is.
Well, I tell you, I don't know. I honestly think what happens is there's so much of it, they benefit from it. Because it just is like in one ear and out the other. You've just, and I honestly believe a lot of that's baked into the election. Could anything come out that would dent the polls for Hillary? That 41% that never moves for Hillary? I mean, they just want stuff. As long as you have more takers than makers that are voting, you have trouble. So to the makers in the audience, engage, get in the game. Chad and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Cloverdale bacon is the best. But anyway, the reason why I'm calling is that the guy you had on earlier on about 8:30 or whatever, he was talking about Hillary's plan that obviously we knew he was a liberal. But the thing is, Donald Trump's program, basically, by taking all these illegals and taking the insurance and all that other stuff, and then, you know as well as I do, giving money back to the people, you will actually free up a lot of cash. And the fact of the matter is that it will spur the economy. The GDP, he's saying 25%. You won't need a 25% GDP increase to make this thing work. But the question is that are these liberals, are they really, do they just see everything in rose-covered glasses? How can you prove that Hillary Clinton's basically program is what you want. The bottom line is every time you bring illegals into America and you bring all these people into the United States where we have to pay and they do not give anything back to society in the States, which basically brings more of a burden instead of a positive to our country. If you look at Donald Trump's program and Larry Kudo's way he was looking at it, bottom line is that most of that money that we are tying up for all that stuff will actually be freed up to basically be able to pay for defense and everything else. And by the way, when the government buys defense, what it does, American jobs, high-paying jobs, good jobs, fracking, all that stuff. Does the liberals, do they get it?
Let's see if anybody thinks they get it. I've not seen much evidence of it, Chad. I appreciate your comments and your call. Texters, found a sign for Scott Medora. It says you had me at bacon. Just add the Cloverdale logo and then you're with me. I'm with you. Another texter, did Scott find Heidi yet? Was she at the backhoe with the chain people? I've not found Heidi yet. She has been noticeably absent, AWOL, and providing zero leadership regarding the situation at Standing Rock. What Standing Rock needs is people who, never mind the political consequences in the political world, are unafraid to say to Dave Archambault and others in positions of leadership, you need this encampment to end. You need it to end. You know, find a way to have it end, transition to the reservation, do it and do it soon. It's unlawful. This kind of behavior, when you're stopping construction and you have people cheerleading the stopping of construction, is setting back relations with the tribes and the state a very long time. And again, folks, they're not apologizing for this. They're celebrating it. This Cody Hall, quoting the story today, today's action done by the protectors who are tired of the daily progress conducted by the oil construction company. In other words, they shut them down in one place, but not another, so they're tired of that. They seized the momentum, he says, and made the energy and oil companies lose what would have been profit for the day. That's what they're out to do. Another fellow that's chained to the equipment says, I'm here to protect the water for the children and all of the unborn and to protect ways of our life. I came here to let them know what they're doing is wrong. This is in nonviolent civil disobedience. It's what it's come down to, and I'm here to do it. Well, they're going to do more of it. It's unlawful. Agree with the texture. Fred and Wing, you're going to have to wait here. Same with Todd, who's on the road. Next two to go. Need to take a break. A bunch of texts rolling in. Others welcome at 701-226-8503. Another texter. I said it a while back. This is just the beginning. It needs to be stopped now. Or maybe leave the guy hanging on the excavator for a couple of days. Well, I wouldn't put law enforcement in harm's way to extract him when he put himself there. I'm with that texter. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Brings the big iron. We'll be out at the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion tomorrow in Rolog, Minnesota. But next week's big iron for 3 big days. Looking forward to that. Our broadcast all 3 days brought to you by our friends at the Titan Outlet Store, a division of Titan Machinery's 90-plus dealership network. Check out their website, TitanOutletStore.com, where they serve up guaranteed iron at outlet prices with a 100% money-back guarantee. So the price you see is the wholesale price for you. But they also have the financing programs offered through Titan Machinery. You can post your own equipment at no charge in their classified section of their website as well. They do that for you. I said, I want to kind of, you know, make a piece of equipment my own that you're looking to sell. Just a beauty. They found me a 2008 Case IH Steiger quad track. So it's my mission to sell this. If you need a quad track, I love it. That's a monster. 485 horsepower, 16-speed power shift, collar shuttle shift, the tilt cable, outfitted with four remotes and the high-capacity hydraulic pump. The tires are the Monster 52085 R46 on the bar axles with the differential lock, and the cab has a nice luxury leather interior. That'll be our home next week at Big Iron for the broadcast. Auto steer ready, ground radar, Steiger 45, a beauty, 2008, great deal. Contact the sales team or go to TitanOutletStore.com. You can call them 701. Actually, I'll give you the Moorhead store, 218-233-3700. Nice, easy number to remember, 218-233-3700. Special price on that for Big Iron, just for you. All right. Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, is going to join us for the latest on the law enforcement efforts to gain control of the unlawful protest. I call it the Energy Matters Black Lives Matter Energy Division. That's going on with the Standing Rock protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline. We'll have an update on that at the top of the hour. Just secured a conversation with Drew to get the latest follow up on what happened in the arrest yesterday along Highway 6. Some reports that there's cars gathering there now. We want to know more about that. Let us know. But as I mentioned at the top of the show, I hear from a lot of you very concerned about voter fraud in this upcoming election. And one of my favorite experts on that is the one and only John Fund, who's written about this consistently. He is a national affairs columnist for National Review Online, also senior editor at American Spectator. John, nice to have you back. How are you?
Pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
Should our listeners be worried about voter fraud this election cycle?
Yes, although it's important to dismiss or question the most ridiculous things you read on the Internet, but it's a real problem. And the reason is we have the sloppiest election systems of any industrial democracy. We have a decentralized system, which is generally good, but it means there's an awful lot of trust that's built into our system, an honor system. And if people want to break their honor and cast an illegal vote, it's surprisingly easy. And the problem with that is we have two civil rights in this country when it comes to voting. One is we want to make sure that no one is ever prevented or intimidated from voting. That's why we have a Voting Rights Act. That's why we got rid of Jim Crow. We have to preserve and maintain those gains. But at the same time, if your vote is canceled out by someone who shouldn't be voting, someone who's an illegal alien, someone who's dead, someone who doesn't exist, someone who's moved out of state, someone who's in prison, your vote is canceled out and your vote doesn't count. And both things have to be protected, your right to vote and your right not to have your vote canceled out.
We could spend weeks talking about examples of where this has happened and dead people voting and everything else. You've done a very good job of chronicling it. So we know it has happened. Where are the areas that we could, do the best job of shoring up any possibility of it for the upcoming election?
Well, let's go back and see how much a difference voter fraud can make. Just across your border in Minnesota in 2008, we had a very important Senate election between Norm Coleman and Al Franken. After 6 months of legal battles, it was determined that Al Franken won by 312 votes. After all of that happened, and after he was sworn in, it was later discovered that 1,200 felons had illegally voted in the election. And this isn't just speculation. 200 of them were convicted of the crime, and you actually had to prove that they knew at the time that they were doing it that it was wrong. So of the 1,200 felons who voted illegally, a Fox News affiliate did a survey of them. 90% of them voted for Franken. Now, if Al Franken was elected with illegal felon votes, that had major consequences because Obamacare passed with no votes to spare. Al Franken was the deciding vote for Obamacare. Everyone agrees Obamacare would have been far different in final passage if he hadn't been there to vote for it. So he changed American history, and voter fraud may have changed American history in that case.
And, of course, similar close races in Minnesota, Norm Coleman might have been governor, but for the same problem, and it has happened. Nobody's really dug into the North Dakota Senate race, but Heidi Heitkamp and Rick Berg were very, very close. That was a few thousand votes, but the numbers on the Native American reservations and in those counties have been called into question by some. So we know it happens.
Let's go into that. You know, North Dakota, as you know, everybody seems to know everybody as neighbors, but that's increasingly not the case. And so North Dakota passed a voter ID law, and it was struck down by a federal district judge very recently. The real outrage is not just with the federal judge, because he was just following the law. In his opinion, Scott, did you know that he said, I have to issue this opinion striking down North Dakota's voter ID law because the Attorney General's office presented no effective defense or rebuttal against the charges that it was discriminatory. Now, I know Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, was running for governor, and perhaps he was preoccupied, but he had a day job. And I find it outrageous, completely outrageous, that a federal district judge found that his office did not adequately defend the voter ID law. It's an outrage. No wonder he lost the primary, thank goodness. But, I mean, he was derelict in his duty.
I don't recall that we knew that either. I don't recall
that
being
reported much. But if you read the federal district judge's opinion, he said the attorney general did not offer an effective rebuttal to anything that claimed that the voter ID law was discriminatory, which, of course, it isn't.
Wow. We need to dig into that a little bit. Certainly we'll offer Wayne.
I'll give you the citation.
Yeah, and ask Wayne to come on and explain it as well.
I suspect that, like Baloney rejecting the grinder, he won't show up.
Well, when we ask, he's actually pretty good about coming on. But
I bet on this one he does not want to discuss it.
Yeah, maybe. And he has less motivation to now that he's...
He doesn't have to answer to the voters anymore.
He's not on the ballot in November. What should we do? What can we do? What is there? If I ask you for the top three things that could let people sleep a little better to know this election will come out as it's supposed to and not be corrupted, what would we do?
Well, the first thing is just talking about it and getting people to pay attention and recognize that voter fraud is possible. You know, if you're a retail store, they tell you shoplifting can be cut 30% to 40% if you just do three things. Put up a camera, even if no one's watching it. Have a security guard, even if he's asleep. And put up signs saying shoplifters will be prosecuted. If you just do those three things, there's a whole bunch of people out there who might do something illegal if there's zero risk involved, but won't do something illegal if there's 10% risk or 20% risk involved. That's the first thing. Just having people aware of it and talk about it and watching for it is important. Second, voter ID law does help. It makes it much more difficult for non-citizens to vote, makes it much more difficult for people to substitute themselves for someone on the voter rolls who they know isn't going to vote because they never vote or they're dead or they're out of state. And the third thing is, you know, clean up the absentee balloting situation, because it's very easy in many states to submit an application for an absentee ballot, put down a name that doesn't exist, put down an address that's just a post office box or equivalent thereof, or an empty lot, have the ballot sent somewhere else, and vote on it. And if you do those three things, we could talk about the electronic voting machines and the other issues, which I know some people are concerned about, but those three things would address what I think are the real voter fraud concerns right now.
There has been some stories circulating about the Department of Homeland Security considering declaring the election a critical infrastructure and thereby giving it the same control they would in the way of security as, you know, Wall Street or the power grid. Is that a good thing? Should that give us comfort, or is that rife with possibilities for corruption as well?
Well, I think we have to ask a bunch of questions first. You know, I'm sure our election systems are important, and we certainly have these hacks in Arizona and in Illinois, but they were hacks of voter registration lists. They weren't hacks of the votes. One of the advantages we have in our decentralized system, Scott, is we have 50 states running their own elections. We've got 7,000 counties, believe them, running their own election systems. And if you have an electronic voting system, it isn't connected on the internet or the cloud to anything else. In other words, it's a standalone. So you can corrupt a single voting machine, but you can't corrupt all of the voting machines because they don't talk to each other. So the question I have with the Department of Homeland Security is, we understand that this is critical to our democracy, but what is the real threat here? Is the threat that somebody is going to come in and like they do in Venezuela, and use a central computer system to manipulate the votes, and that was done by Hugo Chavez before he died? Or is this an excuse for the federal government to jump in and have much more control over our elections than the Constitution suggests they have, because the Constitution gives the states the power to run the elections? I really think the federal government has to explain, if you can hack into an election system, fine, but show me how you can actually change votes. I don't think you can.
John from Minot for John Fung. Go ahead. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Do you get Judicial Watch?
I do. And in fact, I've written about Judicial Watch, and I think they're a fine group in Washington, D.C., judicialwatch.org.
I got a November's deal here for the verdict. And it sure got a long deal written up there about election fraud.
Well, it's an important issue, and they've been in the forefront of it. One of the things that they have done successfully is they've gone into states and found that in many counties, there are more registered voters than there are citizens, according to the Census Bureau. And that's a clue that something could go amiss. So they have tried to sue those counties to get rid of their deadwood, the people who shouldn't be on the list, people who have died, people who have moved out of state, people who are ineligible to vote because they're in prison. And they've won several cases of that nature.
Good for Judicial Watch. Keep cranking. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Also, we have examples where there actually were more votes than there were voters registered, right? I mean, there are another examples of passport
votes. I think that's an internet thing that you have to be careful on. You know, I actually know Philadelphia, and one of the things you find on the internet is, well, there are, you know, 17 precincts where, you know, Mitt Romney got zero votes. Well, I've been to some of those public housing projects. I don't think Mitt Romney got a single vote at some of those housing projects. So I think you have to be careful with things that sound great on a bumper sticker, but really don't show up.
Yeah, and we also hear a lot about the, you know, voting machines being manipulated, and I want to ask you about that when we come back. Take a short break. John Fund is our guest today. We're talking voter fraud. Questions for him, welcome at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Look at the calendar, and you know, we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710 for a free in-home estimate.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional cropland auctions in the following counties: Benson, Lemoore, Mercer, Kidder, Botineau, Morton, Dunn, Grant, Golden Valley, and Adams. And an exceptional line of construction and farm equipment at Pfeiffer's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you at North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PuckettValleyCity.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Have you been in there this week yet to register for the $50,000 PetroServe USA giveaway? You got to do that every week. They draw new names and start all over. So if you aren't in, you aren't in. And you want to be in when it's that. 4 for $4 deals go to all day, every day, too. The hot stuff personal pan pizza that's fantastic, as well as the 2 cookies of your choice and the 20-ounce drink of your choice. That's 4 items for $4 all day, every day. And a brand new month of specials that PetroServe USA will be telling you about as well. So stop and see them. Just look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Back with John Fund. I always want to say the Wall Street Journal, because John spent a lot of years doing great work for the Wall Street Journal. Now you get to read him in the National Review, and he's the senior editor at the American Spectator, but been a guest of ours over the years. And one thing I've always appreciated about him is just his tenacity on voter fraud. You know, so many reporters just do a story here or there. He's just has been tenacious on keeping on this story and informing all of us, and I know it worries a lot of us. Any other wild stories we should not worry about? I mean, I don't waste any energy on What? The story about, you know, how easy it is to get the machines to be co-opted, or we can go in, or the makers of the machines, or anything like that?
Look, of course, you know, maybe George Soros has a financial stake in the Spanish company that does provide some election machinery for, but there's no evidence that that actually leads to manipulated votes. George Soros has lots of problems, and he has lots of efforts that he makes to try to subvert our election system, including financing all of these lawsuits against voter ID. But I don't think that, you know, he's trying to destroy the election machinery. I do think that, another problem that we have is, how would they do it? We've had optical scan voting. That's where you fill in the bubble. A lot of people do that in school. You fill in the bubble with a pencil and you pass it into a computer. We've had optical scan voting in this country for 50 years. There's never been a demonstrated case that somebody has been able to manipulate that using computers. Now, there can be mistakes with electronic voting machines. Often the electronic voting machines are not the best quality. You know, there's a reason why we take our money out of an ATM and we often don't count the bills. We actually have confidence that the money is there. But the voting machines are the lower end of those quality controls. They're much less sophisticated than the ATM machines. So we do probably have to upgrade our election systems. But again, if they don't talk to each other, if one voting machine doesn't talk to another voting machine and the cartridges are handled with security and sent to a central location for counting, or they're counted there and then reported to the central location, you really can't hack into it and change the votes.
Yeah, I love your shoplifting analogy. You know, you taking a page from retail. And also, by the way, everybody within the sound of my voice has the opportunity to be a voting judge, be on site, take county auditor by county auditor, do the security things with the camera and the signs and everything. And if other folks just say, I'm going to be involved and I'm going to be there, that can help. So
In North Dakota, it is harder to commit voter fraud because people know their neighbors more. But let me give an example of what can happen in an urban country context. In New York City, the City Department of Investigations a couple years ago sent investigators out to vote in the names of 63 people who were dead, in prison, or had moved out of state. And they showed up, and there's no ID in New York, and they said, I'd like to vote. Here's the name. And they were given ballots in 61 of the 63 times, and they voted. The only two times these people were turned down was, one, somebody had gone to the wrong polling place, so they were directed out the door to the right polling place. Second time that they were turned down, the woman looks up at the person, the investigator, and says, I can't give you a ballot. You're trying to vote in the name of my son, and he's in prison. So the point is this, you know, even though they might ask for a signature, they're not going to look at the signature that's upside down in front of them and say, you can't vote. It's just a formality. If you say you are someone, they're going to believe you. And if there's no voter ID, there's no way to catch them. Once someone votes that way and the ballot goes in the ballot with all the others, secret ballot, you can never pull that ballot out and say this is a fraudulent vote. It's almost like the perfect crime. So people say it never happens. I say, how do you know it never happens? Because literally, unless someone confesses, no one will ever know it happens.
Tony and Bismarck for John Fund on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Tony.
Good morning. I missed part of the show, but one of the things I've seen lately that bothers me kind of is that the administration in Washington is thinking about trying to control or monitor each state's voting system, and that bothers me quite a bit. And he's named as Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security guy, as being the head of that. Now, isn't each state responsible for their own voting? And how can the federal government come in and monitor that? And one of the things that scares me about that thing is that I read a short article, can't confirm that it's absolutely true, but in electronic voting machines, that they actually can insert a card the same place where you would insert a ballot and control the voting in that. I'd just like your comments on that.
Well, we certainly have discussed the fact the federal government trying to monitor the election machinery from Washington would be completely against our constitutional system. As for the card that you mentioned, that's certainly possible with a single voting machine. But if the voting machines don't talk to each other, the card helps you get into one voting machine, and if you know the code or you've broken the code, you can manipulate perhaps one machine. But you can't manipulate more than one machine because they don't talk to each other.
Tony, thanks for the call. Sorry we didn't get everybody else. We'll continue to monitor this closely, and certainly are going to get to the bottom of the North Dakota Attorney General's response to the voter ID lawsuit and that piece. Look forward to getting that from you, John. Thank you for your time, your expertise on this. We appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you.
We'll have him back, folks. Drew Wrigley when we come back.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Sick of paying that landline phone bill for something you hardly ever use anymore? I was too. But I didn't want to give up the phone number our family had for decades. OurOldNumber.com was the solution. Now when someone calls us on our home phone number, they can reach us wherever we are. There's no equipment to buy and you don't even need the internet. And we save over $25 every month. OurOldNumber.com makes your home phone number as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.